Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hello, Adri. As always, I'm very excited about the special guest that we have on our podcast today. But before we get to that section of our podcast, I want to celebrate a huge accomplishment.
Let's celebrate. Everyone. Okay.
We've been really focused and talked about attendance.
Absolutely.
Attendance matters. And we know that
when
we can get our kids to come to school, we can teach them. And we've proven that. So last week, I got to looking at some numbers. And I was interested in seeing just the average attendance per school for last week as compared to 2022. And I found some really cool numbers.
Oh, good. Okay.
So at the K-2, in 2022, the average attendance last year was 88% as compared to 93.1.
Okay, nice.
Yes. At 3-5, in 2022, they were at 86.7, and last week they were at 92.7.
Excellent.
Now, hang on to your seat.
Okay.
OMS is coming up. OMS was at 81% in 2022. And 92.5 last week.
Go OMS.
Yeah, and then our high school was at 83, and then 93.2.
Excellent.
So, I mean, we appreciate it. And why I said it's a huge accomplishment by everyone is because we know that it takes everyone to make sure that our kids feel safe, that they feel like they belong, that the lessons are engaging, that, you know, we provide activities that kids want to be a part of. And we know that we need to continue to improve, and there's those specific kids that we need to continue to reach out to. But again, attendance matters, and I just wanted to celebrate that.
Excellent. Well, big pat on everybody's back, right? Because it does take everyone. Attendance is so important, and somehow we lost that during the pandemic. And I'm glad that we're getting back to where we need to be. Now, numbers are not perfect.
Mm-mm.
I'd like to see them go higher because parents, attendance is important every single day. And I know sometimes older students especially say, oh, I'm not going to do anything or it's not that important. But that's not true. Every day there is something important happening. So don't miss out. Be there every day. All right?
Yeah, I also want to provide a quick update on election results.
All right.
We talked about elections in our last podcast. We had two people that ran for board. Yeah, and we know that yesterday was a big day as we all got a chance to exercise our right to vote.
Yes, we did.
And this election was especially important to us because, as I just mentioned, we had several names on the ballot regarding school board members. And as we discussed before, we practice a policy governance model where the Board of Education creates policy, which directs our superintendent. And then she's in charge of the system to implement policies.
Mm-hmm.
There were several names on the ballot, but really only one race.
Okay.
We want to congratulate Dr. Michael Mumper, Alan Colvin, and Luella Lernberg for choosing to serve our community by serving our board. These people ran on a post.
Okay.
So they will be serving.
And
then the race between Kaylee Gomez and Andrea Gay is close. It's a close call.
Okay.
As of right now, there's a difference of 4 votes, I believe, with a few more to be counted. So we will know for sure by November 28th.
Okay, wow.
Which that's when we are going to be welcoming our full board of 7. So more to come.
All right, yeah. Excellent.
And regardless of, you know, who's in, we're excited to just welcome them all and get to work and hear from them what, you know, the people want us to do.
That's right. And everyone brings their own strength and their own background, and together they
That's right.
will serve the district. Excellent. Well, let's begin with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses.
Our third core belief states that Alamosa School District identifies, recognizes, and builds on the strengths of our students to ensure they grow through their skills. We are proud to offer many opportunities for our students to engage in extracurricular activities.
Yes.
One of those in school and out of school opportunities is band.
Uh-huh.
And this year we got very lucky to hire a phenomenal brand new band director, Katie Knutson. We have the pleasure of having her on our podcast today. Welcome.
Welcome, Katie. So we want to welcome you to the podcast. And, you know, because you are new, a lot of our audience doesn't know you. So would you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where did you come from? When did you move to Alamosa? Tell us some things about yourself.
Sure. So first off, just thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I'm really excited to be here. And I am originally from Aurora, Colorado. I grew up in the city. So The kids kind of make fun of me. They're like, oh, a city slicker, you know. I will never move back. I will say that much. Uh-huh. I love it out here. I love Alamosa. I love all of the opportunities that are out this way. I went to a very large high school with a very large band program, and ultimately my own band director influenced me to go on and pursue a degree in music education. And so I went to CSU Fort Collins and got my undergraduate degree in music education, and then got my first teaching job in Walsenburg, and I taught in Walsenburg for 2 years. And then kind of was getting the feeling that I wanted to start a graduate degree. I actually started my graduate degree in music education, a master's in music ed with an emphasis in instrumental conducting. It ended up being kind of a half online, half in-person degree. And so I would travel over the pass sometimes to go fulfill some of that in-person requirements. And as I was doing this, I kind of felt the need to, okay, I want a little bit of a bigger school district in a rural area, because I really fell in love with the rural part of Colorado. It was very out of character for me to move to a rural part of the state. And, you know, once I got there, I kind of fell in love with it, decided I'm never going back to the city. I want to continue to live out here and serve students in these communities as well. And so kind of started looking for some jobs in some bigger areas, and Alamosa definitely ended up fitting perfectly. I mean, because I was already doing my graduate studies here anyway. So, it's a dream to be here, and I don't say this lightly, but I think this is my dream job. I'm so happy to be here.
This
worked out very, very well for me, for sure.
Excellent.
All right. Well, let's expand on that.
Okay. I mean,
you've been with us almost a full semester. What is your favorite part of the job so far?
Oh, my goodness, the students.
That's what it's all about.
If ever I'm just, you know, having a hard time about something, you know, just kind of struggling through my day, I'll just, you know, be walking in the hallways at OMS, for example, and I'll walk past a table of, you know, all of my music students, and they're all yelling at me. They're like, "Miss Knutson, oh, hi, how's your day going?" And they make me smile. And some of the stuff they say too is just really funny. And I just really enjoy teaching them and, you know, sharing my passion of music with them. And it really inspires me to, when I am teaching them a concept, and like I'm working with concert band, for example, and I'm showing them this, and I see those heads nodding, like, okay, I'm all right, let's try it, let's do this, and they perform the way that I just explained for them to do it, and they get success, and they're all smiling and happy, and, you know, doing concerts and getting that same type of feedback from students of they're so excited about doing a concert, and they're very proud of their own accomplishments. That's what really fuels my fire, at least.
Yeah. Well, I hear and I know for a fact that we have a drumline.
So yes.
Tell us about it. Why a drumline? What is a drumline? And then if you could just talk about, like, what is your goal of the program?
Oh, my goodness. So a drumline, first off, have you guys ever seen the movie Drumline?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But try to explain it so that our listeners who haven't.
Sure. So a drumline consists of multiple components of marching instruments. So they're marching drums. So we have snare drum. We have tenor drums, which is your kind of multi-sound type of drums. Each drum, like there's four tenor drum heads, and each drum head has a different pitch. Then you have your bass drums, ranging from small sizes to large sizes. We have cymbals, but we haven't quite gotten to that yet. So in our drum line, we have snare drums, tenor drums, and bass drums. And in terms of why I started it, a lot of the reason why is because I found great success with having a drumline at the last place that I taught. And I came into my first job and I said, okay, I want to do a marching band. But I looked at the numbers, I didn't have the numbers. And I had somebody suggest to me, well, why not a drumline? okay, I'll try it. So I did a drumline there, and it afforded so many opportunities to get that drumline out in the community. I mean, there were constantly community members saying, oh, we would love to have the drumline play for my business is opening. Can you play at the ribbon cutting ceremony and stuff like that? And just the community response was absolutely phenomenal. And the students loved it. The community loved it. And drumline just sounds cool, you guys.
It
sounds absolutely awesome.
Now.
And so now in Alamosa, I came in, and actually I presented this in my interview too, when asked the questions, what do you see being a goal for this music program? And I said, I want a drumline. And when asked the question, why a drumline? I just said, well, for one, who doesn't love a drumline?
That's
and for
right.
two, there's so many community engagement opportunities with that. And so shameless plug here, but catch the drumline this Saturday performing at the Veterans Day Parade.
Awesome.
They will be marching in that. They're very excited about it. We have a couple of new cadences that they're very, very looking forward to performing for the community here. So that's kind of how that got started here.
Well, I felt like I could have almost answered that for you, because who doesn't love a drumline, right? I feel the same way. It's exciting to watch, and I think for the drummers, probably a ton of fun.
Definitely, and for a lot of those students who were in the class, a lot of them they didn't know what to expect. They kind of just came in the first day, and I was explaining what the class is, and I kind of asked the question, what do you think this class is? And a lot of them kind of, well, I don't know, I think I play the drums, maybe. I don't know what drumline is. And so the first day I said, all right, well, we're going to find out what it is right now. On the first day of school, I handed them drumsticks. I'm like, okay, play this. And they're like, oh, I get it. Actually, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so kind of getting going that way with, you know, students learning how to create all of these beats together in different parts. And it's super fun. It's super fun to listen to. It's super fun to play. And there's just a lot of enjoyment to be had in that.
Cool. Okay, my question is, how do you do it all? You know, I've worked at large districts where we had, I remember one place, we had two band directors at every middle school, and then the high school had four band directors. You are one person for OMS and the high school. How do you handle that?
I'm young and full of ideas, and this is just how I operate.
Okay. All right.
So that's part of that for sure.
Okay. All right. Very well.
All right. So let's talk about the arts, specifically music. Why is it so important for students?
Music is incredibly important for students because, I mean, I don't mean to get a little bit too much into the philosophy of music education here, but just kind of in a general sense, humans have an innate need to create music. We are all musical human beings. It is a part of our lives, whether we intend for it to be or not. We're always either listening to music, tapping on a desk with our pencils, or just maybe humming a tune out loud. We are musical beings from the time that we are born. I mean, before we learn how to speak words, we're trying out different sounds. We're listening to the sounds around us and trying to mimic them as young children. And so music is so important because it fosters that innate need to create music when we are children. And music, I feel like for a lot of people, it gives people meaning. It gives meaning to life. It gives meaning to what we do. And without the arts, I mean, what are we doing? In the age of AI, when everything's being replaced by AI, one of the very few remaining human outlets of creativity is music, is the arts. It is something that simply cannot be replaced by this AI technology. It is something that is 100% humanistic.
Absolutely. You know, I've been involved in the arts for many years, and in most of my career, I was involved in the arts. And I know there are many benefits to being involved for students, and especially for music. For example, the SAT score, the ACT, students who have been involved in music score higher than other students who are not involved in music. And the longer that you study it, the higher your scores are. And so we can't argue with that, right?
Music does activate many different parts of the brain at the same time. And also, just being the type of student who is in a music class, you have to learn how to balance your schedule, because I'm always like, all right, you guys, we have a gig coming up, you know, we have a concert, like a concert band. I'm having them play with the SLV Big Band this Saturday for Veterans Day. Oh, and then Drumline is also playing during the parade and everything. So they always have all of these events. And in order to do that and be successful, just like, you know, being in sports where you have to balance the schedule, you have to be organized. You have to be on top of your game. And that definitely lends itself to academic success for sure.
And you have to be passing everything, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely motivation.
Staying eligible.
All right. You sort of talked about this question, but I'm going to give you a chance to answer it again. Why did you choose to become a part of our Moose family?
I was really inspired by just the type of area that this was in terms of being a rural area. One of the biggest motivators for me going out and finding a new place to work was just honestly, a lot of it was personal growth for myself in terms of I want something big enough so where I can look at it and go, okay, I want to try a bunch of things and I want it to grow. So it was really motivating for me to see, okay, Alamosa, there's a high school population of 600-ish kids, OMS population of 500 kids. The only way to go from here is up.
That's right.
Truly.
That's right.
So looking at and seeing that situation, for me, that, I mean, because I'm getting a master's too, and so I automatically am kind of on the side of, okay, I want to, you know, work more for this, and I want to build a program, basically. Awesome. Long-winded answer, but yes.
And undoubtedly, it's going to happen. It will happen. And Dr. Murillo, I anticipate that one year, we will need to hire a second band director. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's the goal.
It's happening.
That's the goal.
It's going to happen.
That is the goal.
Well, Katie, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure getting to know you better. And we want to invite you to stay on as we move into our next segment, because maybe you're going to want to jump into the conversation.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate.
Well, AJ, we have the pleasure of serving just around 2,100 students at Alamosa School District. Each one of our students is unique and special. Today, we have one of those students with us who happens to be a band student, and he goes by T. So welcome to ASD Radio.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Welcome to Education Radio. Now, you go by T, TJ, Thaddeus.
That is, I usually at school I go by TJ because, as you could probably guess, teachers having so many different names are like, oh man, I can't spell this kid's name right.
Right?
So I just give them the ease of just going by TJ. It helps every single teacher that goes through the attendance every single day.
Thaddeus is an amazing name, but
I
get it because I go by
spelling of it, yes.
Dr. M. Some people can't pronounce my last name, so just call me Dr. M. It's fine.
Right.
All right. Well, it's been a few years since I had the pleasure of working with you. And it's always wonderful to see students, you know, grown up and moving on. And so, but let's share with our audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So currently at the moment, I am a senior. And as you said, I have worked with you in the past. I'm a pure born and bred Alamosan kid.
All right.
Ever since my youth, like I've been living here for 13 years now of my 17 years now of Alamosa. A handful of those years were during like kindergarten, first grade, second grade in places like Wisconsin and South Dakota.
Okay.
That's where I originally started school. I didn't move back until fourth grade, actually, after that.
Okay.
But then when I got back, I kind of needed something to do because I was excelling my classes. I was trying to keep up and all that. And I was doing so good to a point. All of a sudden, one day, I get this very interesting person walk in my classroom door and invites us, all of us students, to come down to the commons area, and he announces himself as Mr. Garbrick.
Yes.
And there, that's where everything kind of started for me. I kind of always was ambitious and always wanted to try new things because I was getting bored of just staying in the classroom, pencil on the paper.
Yes.
My hand was getting tired all the time. So I was like, you know what? I need to do something. So when Mr. Garbrick walked in and he showed us this wide variety of these just wonderful pieces of metal that I saw and bronze of like such unique characteristics. And then all of a sudden, just like that, my inspiration grew. That's where the band bit came in. And ever since then, I've kind of had an inspiration along with band to just go try other things. I'm now involved with the brand new U.S. Army STAR program that we have at AHS.
Excellent.
I have been part of the Key Club in the past. I have been part of the student council at one point. I try to help out with that every now and then. And, yeah, I'm basically just the kid who goes through everything.
You did, because you went through Theater O, and you sang, and you danced, and we did Shrek.
It's true, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, like I said, very ambitious.
He also makes the morning announcements every single day for the high school.
That is true, I do.
Nice.
I'm the kind of guy who's the most extroverted person you're ever going to meet at AHS.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to expand on that. You know, it's been a little while since I attended high school, just a few years. And, you know, I attended high school in California, but I'd like to hear from you. What's it like to be a student at Alamosa High School? I mean, you already talked about a bunch of things that you do, but what else?
So as an Alamosa High School student for the last 4 years now, and going into senior year, looking back, I noticed a variety of things that Like I said, I take part in a variety of things that come my way. The band, for example, the Army Star, and any kind of event that I like to get hooked up with. Because the school provides like a good system where they inspire us to go try things. And they kind of present the different things in front of us just right there on black and white paper. And then in terms of the being in the school itself, the building is pretty good, I'd say. Like just a pretty good structural building. I like the arrangement, like, you got the gyms over here, you got the classrooms over here, you got the ag building out there and stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. a good arrangement stuff. And then in terms of the student life, I'd say it's a mix. There's a very wide variety of personalities when it comes to AHS students. Because mm-hmm. you get students who are like outspoken, wanting to be, you know, like the person in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got people who are kind of introverted, I guess is the best way to describe them, where they don't really want to be out there. They want to like clutter to themselves mm-hmm. and they keep within their groups only. They don't really get out there and speak out a little bit. And then you got the jockeys. You got all the sports heads mm-hmm. and who are just like absolute fanatics about everything they do. They brag about their weight gym or they brag about their scores or something
sure,
like that.
Yeah.
So I definitely say, for me personally, I'm a very wide-minded person. I like to get involved with different people, and I have already. I've been a very social person. I will admit, though, there are some people that do get on my nerves sometimes.
And we learn to deal with it, don't we?
Absolutely.
All right, so we've talked about band with your director. But you have a special event coming up this weekend. So, Katie, do you want to set up what's happening, and then we can have TJ jump in?
Sure. So this weekend, TJ and his younger sister are involved in an honor band. And an honor band is an auditioned ensemble where you have to go through this process where you get a piece of music. You have to perform it and send it into a series of judges, and if the judges like your audition, they think that you are fit for this honor band, then they accept you. And so what this looks like is you have a wide population of students from many different schools all coming together in one place to perform for this honor band. And basically they just take a day or two, rehearse all day, and then have a whole entire concert at the end of it. It's a really incredible experience, really, because it's a group of students, they're handed this music, they're said, all right, we're going to rehearse this for an entire day, and then it's showtime. These students have never gotten together with each other before right. and performed together before, so it's a really incredible experience of music making is what it is, and this is an event that TJ and his younger sister are going to.
All right, TJ, tell us a little bit more about the process of getting there and what you expect.
So this specific program is at Concordia University of Nebraska, and my uncle is actually the professor there. He is also a band director.
Okay.
And so, as you could probably guess, having family connections like that, it helps through the process. He first introduced it to us through my dad, of course, via talking over the calls and emails and stuff like that. And then later on, when my uncle started hearing me and my sister practicing our music, and my mom and dad were always taking videos at the concert and sending it to every single member of the family.
Of course, that's what parents do.
And then my Uncle Bobby sent it, the admission process to us, where we pick our own music. We were allowed to pick any music that we were capable of playing and that we like to play for the just any kind of recording for them to judge. I myself picked the Incredibles theme song.
Okay.
Because it was a right amount of jazz and just high and low pitched notes for me to play. And it was something I was very comfortable with. And then, as my teacher here says, when you send in the admissions of your recording, the judges, including the director there, will analyze your music, analyze your playing style, your tone. And also, because of the video that I sent them, they will also judge your posture. That is also something they're kind of picky about. But yeah, lo and behold, me and my sister got invited to the Concordia University of Nebraska's Honor Band taking place this weekend.
Excellent. So did you tell us what instrument you play or instruments?
Oh, yes, of course. So this is the funny part of the story. I was, at the moment, I've been playing the alto saxophone for the last eight years with the high school band, as well as the OMS band, and quite frankly, the elementary band at a very early point. However, while I was in Wisconsin, my music kind of really got started when I was a percussionist, actually. I was originally a drum player. But then once I moved back during fourth grade, my mom was like, you know what? You should try something new. Try something a little more broad. And me knowing the music that I had at the time, I was a very classical person. I listened to all the classical music that you can think of. So I was like, you know what? I want to play jazz. And the saxophone was the first thing that came up.
Okay.
And I've been sticking with it ever since.
Okay. All right. So how do you balance schoolwork and your activities? How do you go about that? And think about what can people learn from your experience in your balance?
That is a very good question. I actually struggle with this because of the amount of activities I take part in. And it gets to it has gotten to a point from time to time where I get highly overwhelmed and where I'm falling behind on work. I have to take off activities during my time and just go do my work that's ahead of me. This has happened a reoccurring time. And I will say that for a lot of people, they need to learn to highly prioritize work over activities. Get the work done early and as soon as you can, then go do the fun stuff. That's the
good
best
advice.
For me, like take English, for example. Like you got essays, you got a bunch of different things you got to type out and write out.
Right.
And things you need to study on in terms of being prepared for any kind of test that we're going to have. And because I'm both a Army Star Lieutenant, I am a band player, I am a cross-country runner, and being all part of those things, I have to schedule them precisely. Because if I don't, fall behind, boom. And then you got to wait for the fun stuff.
Right.
All right. Wow. Okay. If you had a magic wand that could change one thing about our schools, what would that be?
Excellent question. And I have a very good answer, I'd say. Peace is the one word I would choose for it. And I say that because in the most recent times, I have noticed that the students do get a little edgy, and for a variety of reasons. One, it could be personal. Two, it could be something that's just randomly caused. Three, it could be just being bored or just taking frustration out on someone. And as a bystander student who is trying to do their best, who's trying to pass, who's trying to, you know, set a good standard for everyone to live up to, That gets very frustrating and it gets very sad. So I guess the one word I would choose is peace, meaning everyone can just be together, work together, and pass together.
I like it. Peace.
I like
it. All right, last question for you. What is one piece of advice you would give your younger self? I mean, pick an age, second, third, fourth, fifth grade, last week.
I would say for my middle school self, one word, adapt. Because being in OMS during that time period, it was very frustrating. There were plenty of students who were trying to cause trouble, and there was a bunch of personal problems going on to a point where I was like, oh man, like I really don't want to be here right now. So this thing I would tell my younger self if I could is adapt.
Adapt. Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, TJ, thank you for joining us, and we wish you the very best. Now, if this was theater, I would say break a leg. What do we say to band students?
What do you think, Miss Knutson?
Good luck. Go get them.
I think break a leg is still applicable if it's a concert.
All right.
Good luck works just as well.
Well, TJ, we wish you the very best. And as you go into adulthood, we know that you will be successful in whatever you choose. And Katie, thank you for joining us. Thanks for that drum line that we are all excited about. And we look forward to just seeing what's going to happen with the Alamosa band.
Me too. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, let's move into our next segment, Senior Moment.
All right. Well, this is the time of the year when a lot of stuff is happening.
Yes.
Like we've heard. But, I mean, students should be applying for scholarships, more scholarships. And most scholarship applications will ask for a resume, scholarship essay, letters of recommendation, and most of them will be looking for some form of service or leadership, like TJ talked about, the students will be providing. And this is also the time of the year when students and parents should be getting ready to apply for FAFSA. As we've talked about,
it's moved back to December.
And then also students who are interested in going to college should continue to visit those universities that they hope to attend and possibly have applied for.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for that information. And we're going to move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
All right. Well, Thanksgiving break is just around the corner.
Yes, it is.
So we will be off for a whole week. So it's the 20th through the 24th. But really, now that we've moved to a four-day school week, it's more like the 17th through the 26th. And we hope that families take time to be together, eat lots of festive foods, whatever that is, and come back to us ready to continue learning.
You know, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. And may we each take time to think about and acknowledge some of the things that we're thankful for. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.